Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. After multiple federal officials had warned that the next report could show an unemployment rate as high as 23%, last Friday's release came in at only a little over 13%. In such circumstances, it is important to understand why a discrepancy of this magnitude could occur. As usual, the regular media only reported on the headline numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics news release last Friday. Apparently, almost none bothered to read the entire statement. If they had, the very end of the news release states that the data collection was far below normal to be statistically valid. The BLS gathers jobs and unemployment information by two different means. It surveys employers and it surveys the civilian labor force. As stated in the news release, it received data from only 69% of employers, which was less than typical. It also received responses from 67% of the labor force, compared to normal 82% responses. Further, the BLS statement points out that there was apparent misunderstanding by people in the labor force in identifying whether they were employed, unemployed, or if they were employed but absent from work due to coronavirus-related business closures that resulted in temporary layoff. People who listed the third option would be counted as unemployed for this report. However, it was also possible for workers to report they were employed but absent from work due to other reasons. The BLS noted that this category had a much higher response than was typical for the month of May. These people are not classified as unemployed for purposes of this report. As the final paragraph of the BLS announcement last week stated, quote, if the workers who were recorded as employed but absent from work due to other reasons had been classified as unemployed on temporary layoff, the overall unemployment report would have been about 3 percentage points higher than reported, unquote. So the BLS itself admits that last Friday's jobs and unemployment report was erroneous. But wait, there's more. Come back Friday when I detail more statistical discrepancies in last Friday's jobs and unemployment report here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.